as I mentioned there, within the 6 month trial period of these mobile detecting cameras, over 100,000 drivers caught out using their phones while driving. Are we as a society becoming a little bit too addicted to our mobile devices?
Well, yes, the 100,000, of course, was in 8.5 million drivers who were observed. So that's about sort of 1 in 1,000, approximately. But what it does indicate is that the illegal use of mobile phones while driving is occurring, and we do know it to be associated with a very high crash risk.
These cameras, I understand there will be no warnings given out to drivers that they are approaching one of these cameras or the like, the way we see with speed cameras. Do you think that will make them more effective?
Oh, yes, I do. In fact, I'm on record to say that the use of signage for speed cameras in New South Wales is a silliness. In Victoria, we don't have any signage of that type at all, and it gives the impression you can be caught speeding anywhere at any time. The idea that speeding is just a local problem, only at sights of the sign, is a silliness. And I think the idea that the mobile phone camera had signage because that means that people will fear being caught anywhere and they'll change their behaviour everywhere.
How do these cameras actually work? I understand. I mean, it's you know, one thing to obviously catch a speeding car. I would imagine it's another thing to catch a driver undertaking a certain action and sort of pass them out of all the vehicles that will be passing by. How do they actually work?
Well, there are very high-resolution cameras that operate from overhead positions, sometimes on a bridge, but also can be on a trailer with an extended boom that hangs out over the road. The camera, it can operate 24/7. It has infrared type imaging, and it looks through the windscreen, of course, can see where the driver's hands are, can see whether they're on a phone, and there's a process of artificial intelligence that means that the system actually learns what types of images are consistent with a mobile phone being touched and which aren't. Of course, there may be cases where the driver's holding a drink bottle, phone, things of that type need to be separated.
When comparing this issue to the likes of drink driving or driving while under the impairment of drugs, there's educational avenues forced upon those who are caught. Do you think any similar initiatives would be worth introducing on top of fines, loss of license points for drivers caught using mobile devices?
Oh, that's a very general social question. I think it's generally accepted that as a society we're very addicted to using our phones and having them with us everywhere and answering them at any time. To persuade people that they shouldn't do that, it may benefit from some educative messages, but more likely, I think, the sheer volume of drivers caught and punished through demerit points and fines will change their behaviour very quickly.
And do you think other Australian states will follow suit with initiatives, or if there are other initiatives that perhaps we might start seeing employed in the near future?
I'm fairly sure other Australian states will follow. The technology is being monitored closely by governments in all states. New South Wales, I think, led the way and should be congratulated for being very serious about a trial of the technology that's been chosen. And the technology is very effective.
Well, Max, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time. Do appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you. Goodbye.
That was Professor Maxwell Cameron from Monash University, the Accident Research Centre there, having a little bit of a chat about the rollout of these mobile phone detection cameras. Get your hand off it. If you're on the road, if you're driving anywhere, you're mobile, it can wait. I'm sure whatever you got to see, whatever you got to talk about, it can wait. Or, if it can't, pull over the side of the road. Otherwise, you're going to get nicked.